It's very highly specialized in the community, and not just anyone is qualified to play all the different rhythms and to change it correctly and so on. It's really very complex. But anyway, let's get Gerlin up here. Now, what was the name of the first dance step that you did?
The first dance with our dance, the name was Congo, and I'm going to show the step. Okay, when you say Congo, I'm going to show you. You call Congo and Haitian language. Okay, the second one is Mayi. That's why you call corn. You know the corn you eat? Okay, we call them Mayi and Haiti. Okay, I'm gonna dance it for you. That's my. The third one is Igbo. Okay, Igbo. Igbo. Okay, the fourth one, we call them Raha. Like when you have a band, like, you know, ceremony, and a lot of students on the street with the drum and all kind of different stuff. We all on the street with different color uniform, and we'll be dancing Raha. The different dance steps, they, for one thing, they go, you're dancing in relation to a certain rhythmic pattern, so that changes, partly determines what you do, and also each are based on a certain underlying structure of a type of movement. So one, say, maybe is based with the footsteps. I'm not going to dare try to imitate it, but you just remember. You know, one being based, say, with the footsteps, another one you notice she was doing with the shoulders, the other with the hip stuff, and so on, and I won't. As I say, well, I'm trying to demonstrate it. But in any case, so it's partly, you know, the structure of it then is based around the idea of using a certain part of the body in a certain way and, of course, changing the rhythms. And what else? I know I want to tell you before they leave just a story about our first day here yesterday when they came to perform. And you may notice that the stage here is ringed with flags of many different countries, many of which represent the homelands of where many of our performers and craftspeople came from originally. And you notice there's a space empty right over there near where everyone is standing. And yesterday, when we got here in the morning, there was a Haitian flag hanging there. And as they came up to perform, they noticed it and asked that it be taken down because, in fact, it was the old Haitian flag in the colors black and red. And of course, on February 7th, the Duvalier regime was deposed, and too much celebration among Haitians everywhere. Right? And these people were likewise thrilled about this, but would not dance under the old flag. And the new flag is actually the old flag, the original colors that were the colors of the Haitian flag before Duvalier came to power, which are blue and red, like, in fact, the scarf that Guerlain was wearing before. But I think that wraps it up for today's program. If we can give another hand, please, to Limone Joseph, who played the Polambi, Andre Max, who is our master drummer, George Edmond, who's playing sticks, and Guerlain Morevel, our dancer. Yes. They'll be back again tomorrow, and tomorrow we have a full day.